Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Yud Dalid. In the beginning of the daf, we have the memra of Reish Lakish that Moide Rab Shimon b'Hilachas Chatois HaPnimiyos Shemachshava Poiselas Bohu, that even though we have the kula of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, that a machshava does not passel by hilacha, because hilacha is an avoida she'efsha levatla, that doesn't apply by chatois apnimiyos. By chatois apnimiyos, where the zrika satam has to be inside the heichal, and the shchita is in the azara, so there, the hilacha is an avoida she'efsha levatla, and therefore even Reb Shimon is moide that the machshava passels at the time of the hilacha. Rashi says, why does the halacha have to be, why does the shchita have to be in the azara? The lav oirach ara lishchit behechel, because it's not derech eretz to shech the carbon in the hechel. Va'al korcha hu shoichtoi ba'azara, umaylicha behechel. Al korcha he has to shech it in the azara, and then transport the dam to the hechel, lekarnois mizbeach pnimi ulahazas paroiches, to do the matanois on the corner of the mizbeach apnimi, and to sprinkle it on the paroiches. So Rashi says, since it's lav oirach ara, to shech this chatos inside the hechel, therefore it's a halacha she'ief shelavatla. And the Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Gimel, he asks on Rashi from the Gemara later on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, which is also a Gemara in Menachos Daf Ches Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlamim sheshachtan behechol ksherim. If you shech the carbon shlamim in the hechol, it's kosher, because since the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Ushchatai Pesach Oyel Moed, if it's the makam to shech the shlamim is Pesach Oyel Moed, so lo yehei tofel chamer min ha'ikr, it shouldn't be better than the Oyel Moed itself. So the Oyel Moed itself, which is the hechol, is surely kosher for shchitas shlamim. So it's mevur, frek the shita mekubetzes, that the shchita of a carbon is not pasul in the heichel because of the svara of lav oirach ara. Because if that's the case, then that shlamim would be pasul. And Rabbi Yochanan says, shlamim sheshachtam beheichel is ksherim. So the person is not muchrach to shech this chatos in the azara, because it says that the shchita of a carbon in the heichal is also kosher. That's what's mevur later on in the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel. The Karen Oira here is mechavin to this kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes on Rashi, and he adds that if the Gemara later on by Shlomim says that it's not possible if you shecht it in the heichal because of that svara of lav oirach ara, so kol shekein by a shchitas chatas, which we're discussing over here, a chatas is more kaddish than a shlamim, it's kodshei kadashim, so surely it's not going to be a chisaron of derech eretz so much that it's going to be possible if you shecht it in the heichal. So if the Gemara says there shlamim sheshachtam beheichal ksherim, surely a chatas sheshachta beheichal should be kosher, and therefore it's shver why Rashi says that because of the svara of lav oirach ara, it's considered in the Mikdash David in Simen Hey Ois Beis, he says that Rashi's shita is that since it's a gnai to shecht in the heichal, it's not considered derech eretz to shecht in the heichal, therefore it's asur lechatchila to do that, and the fact that it's asur lechatchila to shecht in the heichal is enough to consider the halacha and avoid the she'ief shalavatla. Because even though if you shecht it in the heichal b'di'evit, it's okay, but lechatchila in the seder ha'karbanos, one is not supposed to shecht this chatos, or even a shlamim, not supposed to shecht it in the heichal. Memela, Rashi holds that that's enough to be considered an avoida she'ief shalavatla. And in the Sefer Oila Shleimai over here, actually in the Gemara B'samuch, on the bottom of Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, he says the same pshat in Rashi, that Rashi holds the kivan de einoi roi lasis kein lechatchila mikri e'ef shalavatla. Since lechatchila in the Seder Hadvarim, one is supposed to do a shchitas chatos in the Azara, even though it's not possible with the evidence in the Heichel, but lechatchila, he has to do it in the Azara. Therefore, it's considered a halacha. The halacha is considered an avoida she'ief shalavatla. And Meila Reb Shimon is moide that a machshava passels by the halacha. Lefizeh, when the Gemara says later on Daf Samach Gimel that Rabbi Yochanan says shlamim sheshachtan beheichel is ksherim, the pshat is that it's kosher b'di'evet, but avada lechatchila it would be pasul. Just like we're saying over here by Echatos, that it's pasul that lechatchila you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't shecht it in the heichel because it's lav oirach ara to shecht it in the heichel. So the same thing by the shlamim. Kol shekein in the shlamim, avada wouldn't be kosher lechatchila to be shechted in the heichel. Only b'di'evet it's kosher. And taka the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan later on, shlamim sheshachatan beheichel ksherim, is meduyik that he's talking about b'di'evet, because we find a similar deal in Tosis later on adaf nun ches amir aleph. Dibur hamaskel kotshe kadashim, lagabi the lashon of the Mishnah there that says kotshe kadashim sheshachatan b'roish hamizbeach. If you shechted kotshe kadashim on the roish hamizbeach, and Tosis is meduyik from the fact that it says sheshachaton, that you shechted them, that it's only b'di'evet, but lechatchila you're not supposed to shecht the carbon on top of the mizbeach. And Tosis discusses there why. Tosis suggests that it's an issa d'rabbanon shaloi tarbitz galalim, because we don't want the animal to drop its wastes on the mizbeach. But al kopanim Tosis is medayik from the lashon sheshachaton that we're talking about b'di'evet, but lechatchila you're not supposed to. So that would be the same deal when Rabbi Yochanan says shlamim sheshachaton behechol ksherim. It would mean only b'di'evet, but lechatchila you're not supposed to shecht the carbon in the eichel because of the svara of Rashi here of lav oirach ara. However, the Shita Mekubetzis does not want to learn like Rashi, because he assumes that if Reb Shimon says that it's a hilacha she'ief shalavatla by the chatois apnimiois, that's mashma that even b'di'evet you can't shecht it in the heichel. It's not enough just the fact that lechatchila you're not supposed to. It's mashma in our Gemara that if you shechted this chatos in the heichel, it will be pasul. So the Shita says, what's pshat? Lav oirach ara is not a psul, k'mavur l'kamon. So what would be the psul if you shecht the chatos in the heichel? Zok the Shita l'kach nira l'moiri. He says in the name of his Rebbe, the time mishum de chatos tuuna tzafoin, uveheichel loy havi tzafoin. The reason is specific to chatos. By shlamim einach and ami, there is no psul. But by chatos, which is kotshi kadoshim that has to be shechted in the tzafoin, inside the heichel is not called tzafoin. Tzafoin is only when it's the tzafoin azara, but not in the heichel. In the heichel, it's not considered tzafoin. And the Keren Oira was mechavin to this as well. The Keren Oira says, when he asks his question on Rashi, he says, avaloy yadana, but I don't understand, amayloy pirish, techatos pasul beheichel, delav tzafoinu. That the shchitas chatos is not good in the heichel, because it's not tzafoin, and chatos has a requirement of tzafoin. The Keren Oira is mitzayin to toisis on daf samach gimel amir aleph, dibur hamaskel shakein matzinu, and really Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilyan Ashas on the Rashi is Mitzayin that Toisis as well. That Toisis over there brings our Rashi and shows that you see from Rashi that when you shecht kotshe kadashim in the Heichel, there is no psul that it is lacking tzafoin. Rashi holds that that is enough to be considered tzafoin. And Tosis proves it from the fact that Rashi doesn't say that the reason why you can't shecht this chatos in the heichel is because it lacks tzafoin. Vayis Tosis from Rashi that it's not a chisar in tzafoin if you shecht in the heichel. So the Keren Oira and Rabbi Kiva Eger mean to be pointing out that you see from that Tosis later on that Tosis understood that el molei divrei Rashi over here, we could say a pashup shot that the reason why it's an avoida she'if shalavatla is because you can't shecht in the heichel because it's a chisar in tzafoin, like the pshat that the Shita Mekubetzis brings in the name of his Rebbe. The Keren Oira says that according to this pshat, we understand why Rabbi Yochanan said later on, shlamim sheshachton beheichel ksherim. Only a shlamim is kosher, because a shlamim is kotshim kalim, which does not have a din of tzafoin. But ein chanami chatos v'taka be pasul even b'di'evid, because it lacks tzafoin. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says later on, shlamim sheshachton beheichel ksherim, it's lavdavka shlamim. It means even chatos. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say shlamim? It could be that Rabbi Yochanan was a revusa ashmeinon, was teaching us that even by shlamim, which its kedusha is less than a chatos, and therefore you might think that the svara of lav oirach ara is so strong that it would be pasul. So Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that even a shlamim is kosher b'di'evet. It's just pasul lechatchila to do it because lav oirach ara to shecht in the heichel. But b'di'evet, even a shlamim is kosher. But al kopanim, the din of Rabbi Yochanan is shaveh by shlamim and by chatos. Whereas according to the pshat that Tosis is alluding to, the pshat that the Shita Mekubetzis brings in the name of his Rebbe, that the psul over here is because it lacks tzafoin, so the Gemara later on, when it says shlamim sheshachta beichel ksherim, means specifically a shlamim and not a chatos. Rashi fears ois and says that you have to, once you're shechting it in the heichel, in the azara, you can't be mevatel the avodas haylacha, and that is because you have to bring it into the heichel for the zrikos on the karnois mizbeach hapnimi and hazoas haparoiches. The briskerav over here in the chidushe hagriz is ma'irer. What does Rashi mean that you have to go inside the heichel to do the sprinkling of the blood on the karnois mizbeach hapnimi? L'chayra, it's possible to be mevatel that hoylocha legamri. And that is because in the Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amud, it's mevur, that the din that the shulchan has to be in the heichal is not any specific place in the heichal, but anywhere where there is kedushas heichal, we could set up the shulchan. As long as the shulchan is in the kodesh, in the heichal, that's good enough. So frekta briskerav, if the Gemara is mevur lehedya like that, legabi the shulchan, that you could even put it by the entrance of the heichal, samuch lepesach. So if that's the case, the Mizbeach HaPnimi should have the same din. L'chayra gam ha-Mizbeach HaPnimi, yochol ha-Midoi b'chol ha-Heichol. You could put it even by the very opening, by the very entrance of the Heichol. If that's the case, why is it a Hilocha She'ef Shalavatla? Naniach that you're going to do the Shechita in the Azara, but you could move the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the edge of the Heichol, and then do the sprinkling of the blood on the Karnes Mizbeach HaPnimi. So why does Rashi say that to get to the Karnes Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's a Hilocha She'ef Shalavatla? So the Briskerov answers his kasha and says that you see from here that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is taka different be Yisoid HaDin than the Shulchan. The Shulchan has to be in the Heichel. So anywhere that has Kedushas Heichel, you could set up the Shulchan. However, Mizbeach HaPnimi yesh loy Kedushas Mokim. There's a special Kedushas Mokim that the Mizbeach HaPnimi has to be exactly where it was set up. You can't uproot it and move it to somewhere else. Ve'iyev shalah hamidoy b'mokim acher mi mokim eshen eskadish loy. That Mokim that it's niskadish for it, that's the place where the Mizbeach HaPnimi has to remain. But if you bring it somewhere else, that does not have a good status of a Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's not kosher to be the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and therefore it's a Hilocha She'ef Shalavatla, because you can't pick up the Mizbeach HaPnimi and put it by the entranceway of the Heichel. And the Briskerov says that we see this from the Gemara later on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph as well, because the Gemara says there, Mizbeach Shenekar Maktirin Ketoires B'mekoymoy. If the Mizbeach is uprooted and moved, and Rashi says there, B'mizbeach Panimi Kamairi. We're talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is the Mizbeach HaKetoires. It says that if the Mizbeach is moved, Maktirin Ketoires B'mekoymoy. You still bring the Ketoires in the Makam that the Mizbeach was. And you don't bring the Ketoires in the new place that the Mizbeach was put. No, B'mekoymoy, in the place where the Mizbeach was supposed to be. So you see, says the Briskerov, that the dinim that are done on the Mizbeach HaKetoires, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, is on that Makam, not necessarily on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you move the Mizbeach, the Kedushas Mizbeach doesn't move. It still stays in the Makam Sheniskadish Loi. Memelo over here, it's considered an Avoida She'ef Shalavatla. The Briskerov has an interesting Arichus where he says that the Mizbeach HaChitzoin as well, the one that's in the Azara, the Mizbeach HaOila, that Mizbeach also has a designated Makam that can't be moved. And over there he says it's even more, by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there's a din Bechiras Makam al Yedei Navi. There's a special din of Bechiras Makam that the Navi chose and designated for the place of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, just like the Makam HaMikdash Bechlal. And he says that that aspect of Bechiras Makam al Yedei Navi, that you don't have by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach HaPnimi has Kedushas Makam, as we just established, but it doesn't have that din of Bechiras Makam al Yedei Navi. And the Briskerov is mairich about this in the Michtavim at the end of his Sefer Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi al Rambam on page Pei Aleph, and there's a discussion about this in the Sefer Mishmar Halevi on Masechet Zvachim, written by Rav Moshe Mordechai Shulzinger Zatzal in Simin Lamed Hey, Ayin Sham, if you want to be ma'ayin into this Inyan, a fascinating Inyan of the Bechiras Makam al Yedei Navi, where the Briskerov establishes that that's only by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, not by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But al Kapanim, from this Gemara and the Gemara Daf Nun Tes, we see that even if there's no Bechiras Makam al Yedei Navi for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but there is a Makam that's Neskadish Loi B'Kedushas Makam, and therefore the Gemara says that according to Rab Shimon, Machshava would passel by the Hailoch of Chatois HaPnimiois, because you have to Shecht it in the Azara, according to Rashi L'Chatchila, according to the Shita Mekubetzis' Rebbe, even B'Dievet, because of the Din of Tzafoin, and then you have to carry the blood and do the Zrika on the Karnes Mizbeach HaPnimi, and you can't bring the Mizbeach HaPnimi closer to you, and then avoid the because the Mizbeach HaPnimi has Kedushas Makam, and therefore the Zrika has to be on the Makam that's designated for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the last words of Rashi, that Rashi says you have to bring the blood into the Heichel for the Hazas Paroiches, on that the Chidushei HaGriz, the Briskerov, is Ma'irer as well, that L'chayra, that Hailacha also you should be able to be Mevatalit, because it's Mevur in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Hazois that are Keneged HaParoiches don't have to be loy bo'inon ala paroiches mamish, ela keneged haparoiches. You don't have to actually sprinkle the blood on the paroiches, on the curtain. It just has to be keneged haparoiches. If you look at Toisus at the end of this parak on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, the very last words of Toisus in Dibur HaMaschel Ela, Toisus says also Dahavya hazah afa pishaloi naga, that it's a hazah on the paroichas, even if you don't touch the paroichas, and the makar of the toisis is that gemara and daf nun zayin amid aleph and yuma. But al kopanim, if that's the case, frekta briskerav, so you just have to be maze keneged haparoichas. So if you hold that the kedushas ulam and the kedushas heichel is chada, like the gemara brings an opinion later here on yudalad amid aleph, so if that's the case, you could go into the ulam, which has kedushas heichel, and you could sprinkle the blood keneged haparoichas. And even if you can't reach the pareiches mamish, but it's keneged pareiches, and that's good enough. So if that's the case, l'chayra, this halacha as well, to get to the hazas pareiches, is efshel levatla. Zokta briskerav, no, afilu ikedushas heichel v'ulam chada milsahi, even if it's true that the kedushas heichel and the ulam is one kedusha, mikal makim shnei mekaymoisein. They still are considered two distinct places. Uba'inan sheyaze b'makim ha'pareiches. The hazois have to be done from the makim ha'pareiches v'hainu b'heichel gamur, and that's in the heichel proper. V'loi sagilan b'makim shekedushas heichel alav. So it's not enough to do the zrika from the ulam, which has kedushas heichel. It has to be in the makim that's the heichel gomer, the heichel mamish. So Memela Rashi is correct in saying that the halacha is ef shel avatla, because since the shechita lechatchila has to be in the azara, you must enter the heichel in order to do the zrika on the karnes mizbeach hapnimi, which can't be moved, and the hazas paroiches, because the sprinkling of the blood towards the paroiches has to be done from the makim paroiches, which is the heichal gamur. Memela, even though Reb Shimon says in general that machshava doesn't passel by a halacha because it's avoida she'efshel avatla, by the chatois pnimiyos it's considered e'efshel avatla, and therefore Eish Lakish says that Reb Shimon is moide that the machshava passels by the halacha of chatois apnimiyos. The Gemara then asks, how could we say that according to Rab Shimon, Machshava will passel by the halacha of Chatois HaPnimiyos? L'chayra, according to Rab Shimon himself, Machshava doesn't passel at all by Chatois HaPnimiyos, because Rab Shimon says, Kol she'enoy amazbeach hachitzoin kishlamim, ein chayoven alav mishum pigul. And the Gemara understands that if he says that by pigul, hu adin, a machsheva shaloi lishma, it should not passel unless it's a carbon that the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach hachitzoin, just like a shlamim. So by Chatois Pnimiyos, machshava should not passel bichlal. And that the Gemara brings the member of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, moide hoyalifsal mikal v'chomer. Reb Shimon was moide that even though there is no kares on the basar, if someone has a machshavas pigul by chatois pnimiyos, but he's moide that the machshava passels from a kal v'chomer, from the machshava of shaloi lishma, that the machshava of shaloi lishma, which is not passel by shlamim, passels by chatois. So machshavas chutz lizmanoi, that passels by shlamim, surely it'll passel by chatos. That's a kal v'chomer that the Gemara says to show that Reb Shimon is moide that even though there's no pigul lagabi the kares on the basar, there still is a psul with the machshavas pigul by chatois pnimiyos. Toisvis later on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Ha Einoi Noisei, brings a yasoid that's muchach from this Gemara, that you see from here that normally when something is nismayit from the din of pigul, it's not just lagabi the kares on the achilas basar, but it's even lagabi the psul machshava, that the machshava doesn't passel bichlal, because in our gemara it's mevur that if not for the special kal v'chomer from the machshavas shaloi lishma, we would say that if something is nismayit from pigul, it's nismayit even that the machshava won't passel, not just that there is no kares on the achilas basar. The gemara has to say moide hoya lifsol mikal v'chomer. So Tosfos says, Lagabi Minchas Koyanim and other places where there's a miut of pigul, we would be able to learn from our Gemara that the miut is not just on the kares of the achilas basar, but it's also on the etzem psul of the carbon through the machsheves pigul. Ayin sham in the Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis at the end of Dibur Hamaschil Ha Einoi Noisei. Al Kopanim in our Gemara, Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil Chutz Lizmanoi, wonders that if we have the Kal V'Chomer that teaches us that the machshava passels, so why doesn't that teach us already that there's a din of kares on the achilas basar? On that Rashi says, mihu kares loy nafkalon boimino, toho kal v'chomer mikoyach shaloi lishma yasi. The kal v'chomer, after all, is from the psol of shaloi lishma. V'dayoy lehabomin hadin liyos kenidoin. If the bomin hadin is chutz lizmanoi, and the nidoin, the thing that it's learned out from, is shaloi lishma, so the bamin adin can't be more chomer than the nidoin. That's the klal, all over shas, of dayoi. But the Achrayim wonder, why does Rashi have to come on to that svara over here of Dayoy to tell us why there's no karis according to Reb Shimon if someone has a machsheves pigul by chatois pnimiyos? L'chayra, there's a much simpler svara, and that is because it says all over Shas, ein oinshin min adin. You can't learn out an oinish from a kal v'chomer. So if the whole din of passeling the machsheves pigul is learned out from a kal v'chomer from shaloi l'shma, so that's why there's no karis on the achilas basar. Because if it's learned out from a kal v'chomer, you can't give an oinish. And karis is an oinish. So that's why Rashi should have said that reason, that there is no karis on the achilas basar by a machsheves pigul by chatois pnimiyos. This kasha is asked by the mitzvah eisan over here, and the Oila Shleimai as well, and Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Bava Basra, Pei Ches Amid Beis, Simen Shin Tez Zayin. And all the Achrayinim say that L'chayri, you see from our Rashi, that Rashi holds that even though there's a klal all over Shas of Ein Einshim Min Adin, but Kareis is different. Because Einshim that come from Bezdin, you could only issue such an Einish if there's a Beferish Apostolic about it, but if it's learnt out from a Kal V'chaymer, we say Ein Einshim Min Adin. But Kareis, which is an einish that comes from Shamayim, there Rashi would be of the opinion that we would say einshin min adin. And therefore Rashi has to say that the only reason we don't have karis over here by the achilas basa when someone has a machsheves pigol in chatois pnimiyos according to Reb Shimon is because of the klal of dayoy lahabo min adin liyos kenidoin. And they point out that Rishonim say otherwise. Rashi's grandson, the Rashbam, in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis, and Toisvis in Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis, both say that even when it comes to Karis, and other Oinshei Shamayim, will say, Ein Oinshei Min Adin. But we would see from this Rashi otherwise. We would see that Rashi holds that Ein Oinshei Min Adin is only by Oinshei Bezdin, and not by Oinshei Shamayim. There are Mekoiros to say this as well. The Re'eim, Rebbe Leo Mizrahi, in his Pirish in Parshas Emor, Perichov Beis Pasuk Gimel, says that by Kareis it's Oinshin Min Adin, the Loyam Minon Ein Oinshin Min Adin, Ela Ba'oinish Bidei Adam, V'loy Ba'oinish Bidinei Shamayim. So the Re'eim says this Svara, although if you look carefully in that piece, in the Re'eim, it looks like he's Mesupik about this, he has another Teretz to his Kasha there, but in one Teretz at least, he says this Yesoid, and the truth is, the Toisis HaRosh, in Kedushin, Dav Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschil E, says this Yesoid Beferish as well, Da Afal Gav De Ein Oinshin Min Hadin, Hainu Oinesh Bezdin. That's only when it comes to an Oinish Bezdin, but an Oinish of Kareis, we would say Oinshin Min Hadin. The Gedoyle Achrayinim, the Atzmais Yosef in Kedushin over there, on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, assume not like the Toisus HaRosh, based on that Rashbam in Bava Basra and the Toisus in Chulin, but according, if you say that Rashi holds like this Toisus HaRosh, and like that Tzad in Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, that by Karis will say Oinshin Min Hadin, that would be the explanation why Rashi needed the Svara of Dayoy. However, I saw in the Or Sameach, who discusses this issue in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, that he pushes away the Raya from our Rashi, and the Mitzvah Eisan at the end of his piece over here is Mechavin to this as well, that it could be that it's not a Raya Bechlal from Unzer Rashi. And that's because Rashi, after all, is discussing Shitas Reb Shimon. Our Gemara is discussing what would Reb Shimon's opinion be when someone has a Machsheves Pigol by Chatois Pnimiyos. Reb Shimon is the Tana in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, that holds Oinshin Min Adin. We paskin ain Oinshin Min Adin, as the Gemara says in a number of places, but Reb Shimon himself holds Oinshin Min Adin. If that's the case, when Rashi is discussing Shitas Reb Shimon, and Rashi wants to know why is there no Karis by the Achilas Basar, Rashi couldn't say because of the Klal ain Oinshin Min Adin. Therefore Rashi has to say the Svara of Dayo Lahabam Min Adin Liyos Kenidoin, in which case it could be Rashi agrees to his grandson the Rashbam, and to the Toisus in Chulin, the Alalocha that we hold ain Oinshin Min Adin, that would apply by Oinshin Shamayim as well. It could be Rashi holds that, but Rashi over here still did not say the Svara of Ein Oinshin Min Adin, because in Shitas Reb Shimon, that answer would not be satisfactory. That's why Rashi says the Svara here of Dayo Lahabo Min Adin, Liyos Kenidoin. It's g'day to mention over here as well that Toisvis, Dibur HaMaschil U'Masha Loi Lishmon, asks Akasha that if we have the Kal V'chomer teaching us from Shaloi Lishma to Pigul that the Machshava will passel, L'chayro, there's a pircha to the Kal V'chomer, because by Shaloi Lishma, the psul applies by Dalar Avoidos. All four Avoidos are passel Shaloi Lishma. Masha'enki Lagabi, the psul of Machshavas Chutz Lizmanoi, if someone thinks Almanas L'kabel Domoi, or Almanas L'hoilich Chutz Lizmanoi, there is no psul of Pigul. The psul of Pigul in the Avoidos is only Almanas to do a Zrika Chutz Lizmanoi. The only time we have a psul of pigal is if it's almanas to do a haktara or an achila or a zvika, chutz lizmanoy. But in the avoidos, klape which avoida can one think to passel it with machsheves pigal? Only the zvika. Whereas shaloi lishma, if someone thinks towards any of the four avoidos, that would passel by shaloi lishma. So how could the Gemara learn the Kal V'Chomer? On that Tosis says, V'yesh Loimar, T'i have a parachachi, have ovid Kal V'Chomer, mi shinui b'aylim. Then the Gemara could have said that the Kal V'Chomer would be from shinui b'aylim, because shinui b'aylim is similar to pigol, in the respect that the only time the machshava of shinui b'aylim passels if it's klape hazvika, even by shchita kabbalah and halacha, it only passels if you have in mind amanasha yiskaper, a different b'aylim with the zvikas adam of the carbon. Therefore, the Gemara could have learned the Kal V'Chomer from shinui b'aylim. But derech agav, we see from Toysis' kasha, that Toysis holds that the machsheves pigul, if someone shechts almanas lekabel or almanas lehoylich damoy chutz lizmanoy, that does not passel. Only if it's almanas lizroik damoy chutz lizmanoy, that passels with the machsheves pigul. And we mentioned in the earlier shiurim that Toysis on Daftes Amid Beis says this as well, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis, in the second parak, Ois Yud Zayin, is medayik this way from the Lashon of the Mishnah later on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that talks about machsheves pigul, and it talks about lizroig damay lamachar, lahaktere murav lamachar, and lechal basaray lamachar, but it doesn't say anything about amanas lekabel damay or lahoylich chutz lizmanoy. However, the Baal Amor in Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ran over there, all hold that Machsheves Pigul is not only if someone thinks Klape Hazvika, but even if someone thinks during Shchita, Amanas L'Kabel Damoy L'Machar, or Amanas L'Hoylich L'Machar, that is also a Machsheves Pigul. That was the Chiddush of those we shine him, not like the Shita of Taisvis. But Al Kapanim, here in this Taisvis, Taisvis goes L'Shitasam in the assumption that the Machsheves Pigul is only Amanas Lizrek Damoy, therefore Taisvis is bothered with the Kal V'Chomer, because L'Chari you have a Pircha that Shaloi Lishma is klapei all the avoidos, and Machsheves Pigul is only klapei the Zrika, and on that Taisis has to say that the Kal V'Chomer would have been from Shinui Bailim, which only passels klapei avoidas hazrika. The Gemara then brings the Memra of Rava that Im Timtzi Loimar Reb Shimon Savar Lo Kibrei, the Amar Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach Tzafoin, if Reb Shimon holds like his son Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach is considered Tzafoin, then Ein Machshava Mayeles Bahilachas Chatois Pnimiois, Ela Mi Pesach Ulam V'lefnim, the only time Reb Shimon is Moide that Machshava will passel by the Hilacha of Chatois Pnimiois is only Mi Pesach Ulam V'lefnim. But outside, in the area of Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach, where the Shechita could be done right next to the Ulam, therefore, that area, Reb Shimon would say that the Machshava would not passel, because that Hoylacha is a Hoylacha She'efsha Levatla. And similar types of Ha'aras that Rava has, that based on this shita, that if Reb Shimon would have a scenario where it would be a halacha she'efsha levatla, then even by chatois pnimiyos, on that part of the halacha, Reb Shimon would be moide that a machshava would not passel. It's interesting because we mentioned in the previous shir that the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim, Perek Aleph Halacha Chof Gimel, declares what's the Yesoid HaMachloikes between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Why do the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says that the Halacha, Machshava doesn't passel by the Halacha in general because it's a Avoida She'efshe Levatla. Do the Rabbanan argue because they argue in Din and hold that the Halacha is E'efshe Levatla? It's not possible to be Sheikhit Bitsara Mizbeach Velizraik and avoid Halacha Lagamri? Or do they agree in Din that it's possible to be Sheikhit Bitsara Mizbeach and to be Mevatl the Avoida Halacha? But they hold that even so, it's considered an Avoida, and the Machshava passels even by such an Avoida. And we mentioned that the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis on Daf Yud Gimel and Chidushei HaRashba and Menachos Daf Tezayin Amid Beis both say, like the Tzad, that the Rabbanan agree in Din that it's an Avoida She'efsha Levatla, but they just argue in Svara and hold that Mikol Makoim, a Machshava would passel by the Halacha even though be'etzem it's an avoida that it's efshel levatlo, like the second side of the Mishnah Lamelech, and we mentioned that the Taras HaKodesh in our sugya brings a raya to that from the Gemara and Avdala Ramad Aleph. L'chayra, our Gemara is another raya to this, because Rava says that if Reb Shimon holds like his son, then the Machshava would only passel Beino mi Pesach Ulam v'lefnim, but not in the regular area of Beino Ulam v'lamizbeach. L'chayra, if we're going to say that the Chachamim agree be aside of this svara that if it's an avoida she'efshel levatlo, the machshava doesn't passel, and the whole machlokes between Rabbanan and the Reb Shimon is in din that the Rabbanan hold it's an avoida she'efshel levatlo, because the Rabbanan hold that you can never be mevatel the avoida seilacha. So l'chayra, this statement of Rava shouldn't have been set up only on Reb Shimon. L'chayra, he should shtel his ha'ara even in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan also agree that if it's possible to be mevatel a certain chelik of the halacha, that's an avoida she'efshel levatla, and a machshava should not passel. The only reason the Rabbanan hold that halacha has a din that a machshava passels during that avoida is because they hold that it's efshel levatla. But if it would be efshel levatla, Rabbanan and Reb Shimon would agree that that the machshava would not passel. So from the fact that Rava says im timtziloimer Reb Shimon sava lo kibrei, and he shtels this ha'ara only on Reb Shimon and not on the chachamim, it's mashma that the chachamim hold that even if there's a chelik of the avoida that it's efshel levatla, still the machshava would passel. In which case the machlokes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon would be not in din whether it's efshel avatla, avada, the avoida of halacha is efshel avatla by most karbonis, and even by halachis chatois pnimiois, there are chalakim, possibly, that it's efshel avatla. But the machlekes between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon is that the Reb Shimon holds that because it's efshel avatla, the machshava doesn't passel. And Rabbanan hold, even in a scenario where it's efshel avatla, still, the machshava does not passel. The Gemara then clears the shaila about whether halacha is ksheira, bizarre, or not. And the Gemara says that Abaya asked the Amira of Rav Chizda to ask Rav Chizda what the halacha would be if the halacha is done by a zar, or does it need a kayin? And the Gemara says that Rav Chizda paskin that halacha bizar is kosher. The Gemara brought a kasha from a braisa, and the Gemara ends up saying on the top of Amid Beis, Rabba v'Rab Yosef to Amri Tarvayu, halacha bizar is a machlokes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. According to Reb Shimon that says, avoida she'efshel levatla, lav avoida hi. So just like he says, machshava would not passel, so he also would say it doesn't need kahuna, and it's kosher bizar. But the Rabbanon that say that it is an avoidahi, the Rabbanon that hold that that machshava does pass by halacha, they would say that halacha requires kahuna and would be possible by a zar. That's the Gemara's maskana in terms of the shaila of halacha bizar, that it's tali on the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. The Karen Oira points out that by halacha of chatois pnimiyos, where the Gemara established that Reb Shimon is moide that the machshava would passel, so too Reb Shimon would be moide that it needs kahuna, because if it's a halacha she'efshel levatla, so then it's a avoida chashuva. Memela, even Reb Shimon would agree that it's possible bizarre. But the Taras HaKodesh points out that the lashon of the Gemara l'Reb Shimon da amar avoida she'efshel levatla lav avoidahi, that's mashma again like the yisoid that we just established from the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and from the Chidush HaRashi v'Menachos, that the machlokes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon is not whether the avoida is efshel levatla. Avada, the Rabbanan agree that it's efshel levatla. They hold that mikol makom the machshava passels by such an avoida. So then the Gemara's lashon is meduyik. The Reb Shimon da amar avoida she'efshel levatla lav avoidahi. The Reb Shimon holds that an avoida that it's efshel levatla is not considered an avoida chashuva, and therefore machshava doesn't passel there. Memela, azar will be kosher as well. And the yisoid of the shitas Rabbanan is an avoida she'efshel levatla avoidahi. Even an avoida that it's efshel levatla is still considered an avoida and machshava passels, memela would require kahuna. But it's not mashma that the Rabbanan hold that halacha is an avoida she'efshel levatla. Rather, that everyone agrees that it's an avoida she'efshel levatla, and the shaila is it considered an avoida where kahuna, where you would need kahuna, and was it considered an avoida that a machshava would passel? The Taras HaKodesh, however, brings that according to our Girsa and Rashi here, Rashi Dibur HaMaschil V'Hashchita on Yud Dalet Amibayz, Rashi is mashma that according to the Rabbanon, Haylocha is E Efsha Levatla. And Rashi later in the Sugya as well, Dibur HaMaschil Hecha De Gali Gali, says Reb Shimon holds the Efsha Levatla, that it's possible to be Mevatla the Haylocha. It's mashma that according to the Rabbanon, Rashi holds, not like the tzad in the Mishnah Lamelech that we've been saying from a number of the Mefarshim, Rashi holds like the other tzad, that the Chachamim argue because they hold Halacha is E'ef Shalavatla. This would cause problems with the diuk that we had in Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That's not mashma like this. There's Rashi on Daf Tes Vav as well. But Pashtus is mashma like the other Mefarshim, that the Rabbanan agree that the Halacha is Efsha Levatla. Just the Rabbanan hold that even so, the Machshava passels. In which case, if you look over here at the Shita Mekubetzes and Ois Beis, you'll see that he's Magia in the Rashi, that Rashi, when he's quoting the Rabbanan, it's not that the Rabbanan hold that it's Efsha Levatla, but Rabbanan avdu Efsha ki Efsha. Rabbanan are mashve Efsha Levatla to Efsha Levatla and hold that the Machshava still passels. And the Shita Mekubetzes and Ois Yud Beis makes a similar Hagah in the Rashi later on, Dibra Maschil, Hecha de Gali Gali, that Lerab Shimon, instead of Rashi saying L'Rab Shimon de Efsha Levatla, the Shita says that the correct verse is L'Rab Shimon de Loi Mashvi Efsha Levatla ki Efsha. According to Rab Shimon, that's not Mashve Efsha Levatla to Efsha Levatla. So based on the Hagah of the Shita Mekubetzes, then it would take away that diuk in the Rashi as well, and even Rashi would agree to the Rambam and the Chidushi HaRashba, to the Taras HaKodesh and most Achroinim that explain, like the second side of the Mishnah Lamelech, that the Rabbanon agree that Halacha is Efsha Levatla and disagree just because they hold that even if it's Efsha Levatla, still the Machshav, they hold that the Machshava would passel. The Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, over there in Perek Aleph Halacha Chof Gimel, where he's talking about Halacha Shaloi Beregel, the Rambam says Halacha Shaloi Beregel Eino Halacha. He paskins that it's not considered a Halacha. Lefichach Koyin Shekibel As Hadam Va'amad B'mekoymoi. If a Koyin is mekabel the dam and stands in his place V'zarko La Mizbeach, and he throws it to the Mizbeach without doing a Halacha Beregel, Nifsal HaZevach, the Zevach is pasul. So the Mishnah Lamelech is medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam that even if the person stands next to the Mizbeach, still he has to do a shtikel halacha. Halacha shalai berega loishma halacha, and therefore he has to move his feet a little bit to be mekayim that avodah of the halacha. Where does the Rambam get that from, that the person has to move his feet, he has to do a little bit of a halacha? So the Mishnah Lamelech says, l'chayre, the Rambam gets that from Shitas Chachamim. That Rambam learned in the Shitas Chachamim that he argued on Reb Shimon, because they hold that the halacha is E'ef Shalavatla, even if you are Sheikhit Pitzad HaMizbeach, but you can't be Mevatel the halacha Lagamri, you have to do a Shtikel halacha Beregel. Memela would be a Raya then that the Rambam learns the Shita of the Chachamim, different than the other Mefarshim. The Rambam learns that the Shita of the Chachamim is that it's a halacha She'ef Shalavatla, because you always have to do some sort of halacha. However, the Mishnah Lamelech at the end is Madche and says that it's not even a Raya from the Rambam. First of all, that Raya from the Rambam would be very problematic because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says Beferish that the reason that the Chachamim argue on Reb Shimon is because that they hold, even though it's Efsha Levatla, still a Machshava passes by the Halacha. So it would be a steer in the Rambam. You'd have to say the Rambam was Choyzer boy. But the Mishnah Lamelech says it's not a Raya, but that's a Rambam. Because all the Rambam means is that when a person shechts the behema far away from the Mizbeach, so then if he doesn't do a halacha beregel and he makes a distant throw of the Zrikas Hadam towards the Mizbeach, that's a halacha shaloi kedarka, that's transmitting the blood in a way that's shaloi kedarka, not normal, memela, that is a chisaron. And he brings from the Rashi on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, from the Shita Mekubetzes on Daf Tes Vav in Ois Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, that that's the aside of halacha shaloi beregel lo yishma halacha, because ain't darkei lahalach shaloi beregel, because it's not the derech to do it. But the Rambam would agree, even b'shitas chachamim, that if a person is sheichit b'tzara mizbeach and then sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach is not shaloi kedarka. That's the normal thing. You don't have to shuffle your feet to move your feet abit to do a halacha beregel. Then the Rambam would agree that even the Shitas Chachamim is that you don't need a halacha, in which case the Rambam would hold, like he says in the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Chachamim agree that the halacha is Efsha Levatla. All the Chachamim mean is that even though it's Efsha Levatla, still a Machshava would passel. But this that the Rambam says that the halacha needs to be Beregel, that's when he did a Shchita Rachik Min HaMizbeach. But when he did a Shchita Bitzara HaMizbeach, then the Chachamim would agree that you're not required to do a halacha. There's one thing that's oimed l'negdenu that seems to be a starke makar that the shita of the chachamim is that halacha is e'efshel levatla, and that is in the Torah's Kohenim. The Torah's Kohenim in Parshas Tzav, in Parshas Aches, halacha hey brings the opinion of Reb Meir and says Reb Meir oimer poiselas behiluch. Reb Meir says that a machshava passes by hiluch by halacha she'i efshel la'avoida b'loy hiluch, because it's impossible to do the avoidas hadam of the carbon without hiluch. V'Reb Shimon oimer ein machshava behiluch. Machshava doesn't pass by hiluch. She'i efshel la'avoida shaloi b'shchita shaloi b'kabbala shaloi b'zvika, because an avoida needs shchita, kabbala, and zvika. Aval efshel la shaloi behiluch, but it's possible to do it without hiluch. So that's the Reb Shimon that we have in our Mishnah. And the Bar Plukta of Reb Shimon seems to be Reb Meir, and Reb Meir shtels avek his yesoid that in Machshav apostles, because e'ef shala avoida below hiluch. It sounds like clearly that the Reb Meir, which is the Chachamim of our Sugya, that he holds that the reason why Machshav apostles is because you need to do a hilacha, it's an avoida she'ef shala vatla. So even though the Taras HaKodesh brought a raya from the Gemara and Dav Dalid, not that way in the Shitas Chachamim, but it could be the Torah's Kayanim argues and holds that the Chachamim hold, are not like Reb Shimon, and the Chachamim hold that Halacha is an Avoida She'i Efshel Avatla. Reb Leib Malin Zatzal, and the Chidushi Rabbi Leib, and Chelik Bey Simon Zion brings this Raya from the Torah's Kayanim, and L'chaira, it's a Raya She'ein Olav Tshuva. However, if you look in the Hagois Hagra on that Torah's Kayanim, he changes the Girsa. And he says that we're not goyris. Reb Meir pasels she'ef shel avoida b'lo hiluch. The goyin says Reb Meir poisel b'hiluch mipnei shehi avoida. Reb Meir pasels b'hiluch mipnei shehi avoida. It sounds like the goyin is trying to come la'afuke that side and to say that the chachamim agree that it's efshel levatla. But even so, mipnei shehi avoida, they hold that it's an avoida. Reb Shimon holds like the lashon it said in our sugya, avoida she'efshel levatla lav avoida. That's not considered a chashav avoida, and therefore machshava would not pass. And therefore you would not require a kayin. On that, Reb Meir argues and says, Mipnei shehi avoida. It is considered an avoida, even though it's efshel levatla. But in a case where a person does a halacha and is not mevatla the halacha, it's considered an avoida, and therefore a machshava would pasel. Even if you don't say like the Hagah of the Gra, it could be that you could be matcha the raya from the Torah's Kayanim, and you'll say that when the Torah's Kayanim says she'ef shal avoida b'lo hiluch, what it means is that Reb Meir is talking about a regular shchita that was rachak min hamizbeach, it was far away from the mizbeach. So then Reb Meir says you have to do the hiluch, because at that point anything else, if you just do a zrika, it's shaloi kedarko, similar to the way the Mishnah Melech explained the Rambam. Once Reb Shimon comes back and says, no, it's possible to be shaychi b'tzara mizbeach v'zoyrik, it doesn't say that Reb Meir responded to him and said, no, you're not allowed to, you always have to do a shtikl halacha. No, it could be Reb Meir says, okay, you're right, when you're shaychi b'tzara mizbeach, that's fine, but when you're not shaychi b'tzara mizbeach, when you're shaychi rachik min hamizbeach, which is the normal case, then e'ef shal avoida b'lo hiluch. So even according to our girsa, it's possible b'doichik to be matcha the raya from the Torah's Kayanim, but surely according to the Hagah of the Gra, then there is no raya from the Torah's Kayanim. If anything, you see that the Goyin assumed that the Chachamim argue only because they hold that even if it's Efshel Levatla, still Machshav apostles. But even if we'll accept from Reb Leib Malin that the Torah's Koyanim holds that the Shita of Reb Meir is that a Halacha is E'efshel Levatla, from the Gemara and the many Rishonim that we've seen in the Rambam and the Chidushei HaRashba and Menachos, it seems that they understood that the Chachamim are arguing not because they hold that Halacha is E'efshel Levatla, rather they hold even if it's Efshel Levatla, still it's considered an Avoida Chashuva, and therefore the Machshava would passel by the Halacha, and a Zohar would be passel for the Avoidas Halacha. The Gemara then brings the Kasha of Abaya. How could Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef say that the din of Halacha Bizar is totally on Efshel Levatla? Hare Shchita, even though one cannot be mevatel the shchita, still it is ksheira bizar. And the Gemara brings that they answered Abaya, shchita lav avoida hi, shchita is not an avoida. And therefore, that's why it's kasher bizar, even though it's e'ef shel levatla, but shchita is ksheira bizar, because shchita lav avoida hi. So Rashi says that, what's the pshat shchita lav avoida hi? Midiskashu bo kol hapsulim, since Azar and all other psulim are kosher to do shchita, that shows me that shchita is not a real avoida. But the kasha that Tosfos asks, Tosfos over here, and Tosfos in Menachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and Tosfos in Yuma Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, is that L'chayre Rashi is a pella, because our Gemara is discussing whether Shechita should be kosher bizarre or not, and it says that Shechita is kshere bizarre because Shechita lav avoidahi. So how could Rashi say that the definition of Shechita lav avoidahi is mid iskashu b'chol apsulim, since we find that it's kosher b'chol apsulim, al ze gufa anudanin, if Shechita would be an avoidah, so then it would be possible bizarre. So how could Rashi say that the Gemara means to say that the reason that it's kosher bizarre is because Shechita lav avoidahi, and Shechita lav avoidahi is because it's kosher bizarre. Let's say that it is an avoida, and therefore will be possible bizarre. How could the Gemara say that it's kosher bizarre because shchita lav avoidahi? And Tosfos over here, and Tosfos in Menachos, answer Bedas Rashi, that Rashi just means that since we don't find anywhere that the Torah says beferish that shchita will be possible bizarre and with other psulim, therefore it's mistaber to assume that the halacha taka is that it's kosher bizarre because it's lav avoidahi. The assumption is if it would be an avoida, then the Torah would tell us somewhere beferish that it'll be possible bizarre. Memela, once we can establish from the omission of the Torah, from the Torah not telling us that it's possible bizarre, we can establish that it's lav avoida. Memela, once that's the case, that it's lav avoida, will come to the hachra that itaka is ksheira bizarre. However, Tosfos brings in the name of the Rei Orleans, the Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans, that shchita lav avoida hi is for a different reason. That lav mitam avoida tziva hamakam shchita. That the reason that the Torah was mitzav shchita by kachim was not midin avoida, because we find that shchita is even by chulin. That even by a behema of chulin, when you want to eat the meat, you can only be mati the meat by doing a shchita. So that shows me that even by shchitas kachim, it's lav avoidahi, it's not in the gedder of avoida, and that's why it'll be kosher bizarre. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Gimel, and Rav Yecheskel Abramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph here in Zvachim, explained that the Rimi Orleans does not mean to say that the whole din of Shchitas Kachim is merely to be matir the Basar, just like Shchitas Chulin. Shchitas Chulin is to be matir the Isser Eiver Menachai, to make sure that it doesn't have a din of a Nevela. It can't be that that's the whole Yesoid of Shchitas Kachim. And they prove it from a few places. Firstly, says the Beis Halevi, in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it's brought the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that the whole din of Shchitas Chulin was only Nitztave when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. But in the Midbar, they were mutter to eat Basar B'Nechira, just cutting off the Simanim, even without the guidelines of a Maisa Shchita. Even so, we had a din of Shchita in the Midbar, by Kachim. V'Shachat Ez Ben HaBakar, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. So we see that Kachim needed a Shchita, even before there was ever a requirement of Shchita. So that shows me that Shchitas Kachim is its own din. On this raya, one could be mefakvik, because I found in the Sefer of Rabbi Fall Hamburger, in the Tshuvas Veshava Koyen, at the end of the Sefer, he has a kuntres called She'elas Koyanim Toira, and there in his Chidushim Tezvachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, he suggests that maybe Enechanami, in the Midbar, when the Basar Chulin was Mutter B'Nechira, maybe Taka there, we would agree that Shchita is an Avoida. The only time we say Shchita Lav Avoida is once we got into Eretz Yisrael, then Chulin and Kachim had the same din as Shchita, so then Shchita Lav Avoida. But maybe in the Midbar, the Shchita's Kachim was considered an Avoida because there was no parallel din by Chulin. And Rav Fall Hamburger says this to explain a medrash in Pashas Achri Mois that says that when they used to bring the Karbanos to be shechted, they would bring it to the Kayin. And L'chayra, why would they bring it to a Kayin? Shchita Ksheira Bizarre. So he said that maybe in the Midbar they brought it to a Kayin Dafka, because in the Midbar, based on this pirish of the Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans, in the Midbar it would taka have the din of Shchita being an Avoida, and therefore it had to be Dafka Yedei a Kayin. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Fall Hamburger, but the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky assume Kipshutai that the status of Shchita's Kachim didn't change from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if it's Muchach in the Midbar, according to Shchita's Rabbi Akiva, that Shchita's Kachim is its own separate yisoid, a separate mitzvah in kachim, and not mamish midin shchitas chulin, so then that would be true even when they got into Eretz Yisrael. In addition to that, says the Beis Halevi, we find the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, says that by Shechitas Chulin, Misasek is good enough. If the person doesn't even know what he's doing, he's Misasek in the Shechita. It's Matya the Isser Eva Menachai, and it's not a problem of the Shechita. Whereas by Kachim, the Gemara says later on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, that Misasek be Kachim is possible. So you see that Kachim has different guidelines than Chulin when it comes to the Klal of Shechita. And Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel adds that the Shitas Toisvis later on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph and in Psachim Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph and in other places is that the sakin, the knife of the Shitas Kachim, has to be a klisharis, has a din of a klisharis. If that's the case, then surely you see that there's a something called Shitas Kachim that has different dinim than Shitas Chulin. Shitas Chulin obviously does not have to be done with a klisharis. So you see from these places that Shitas Kachim does have a separate gather than Shitas Chulin. It's not exactly like Shitas Chulin that it's just to be matir, the Isser Eva Menachai. There is a mitzvah in Kachim, a special mitzvah, to Shecht, to do the Shechita, v'shachat as ben Abakar, says the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Then all Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alin wants to say is that since we find a parallel Maisa, that act is the same act. That act that's required by Kachim is also required by Chulin, even though it has different rules and different guidelines, Lagabi Misasek, Lagabi Nechira, and Lagabi whether it requires a Klishares. But still, since we find that that act is required by Chulin, that shows me that that takes it away from the status of being an Avoida. It's not considered an Avoida Chashuva like the Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika, which are unique to Kachim, and therefore, it could be Kasher Bizarre. Taisvis in Yuma, Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, says a fascinating thing, that Rashi is not really arguing on Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alin's. Rashi says that Shechita Lav Avoidai Midi Iskashu Bakol Apsulim. But Rashi doesn't tell us why the Shechita is Lav Avoida. Rashi is just saying a simen, a raya, that Shechita is Lav Avoida, from the fact that we don't find that there's puzzle, bizarre, and by other psulim, that shows me that's a raya, that Shechita Lav Avoida. But in the reason why Shechita is Lav Avoida, Rashi really agrees to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alin's, or he could agree, that the reason is because it's an Avoida, it's an act that is required by Chulin as well, since it is Shaveh B'Chulin Uvekachi. That is why it's Lav Avoida. The Raya, the way we know that is Midiskashu Bakol Apsulim, but the reason that it's Pasul is because, the reason why it's Lav Avoida is because it is Shaveh Bechulin Ubekachim. And there's a starker Raya to this from the Pirish of Rashi Ksav Yad later on Samaches Amid Beis. On the side of the Gemara in Zvachim Samaches Amid Beis, it's brought down the Pirish of Rashi Ksav Yad. And if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes later on Samaches Amid Aleph, Ois Tezvav, he says that that's the authentic Girsa that was in the Rashi. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi brings down. So Rashi in that Ksav Yad and Samaches Amid Beis says on the Gemara Shechita Lav Avoidahi She'af Pechulin Hinoi Heges, because Shechita we find even by Chulin, which is mamish the verta of Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alin's. L'chayra stir in the Rashi. Rashi here on Daf Yudalad says Shechita Lav Avoidahi Midiskashu Bakal Apsulim, and there Rashi says Sha'af Bechulin Hinoi Heges. But according to Taisis in Yuma, it's very geshmak. Rashi here is telling us how we know that Shechita Lav Avoidahi, but Rashi there is telling us, like Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alin's, why taka is it not an Avoida? You're right, the fact that it's Kashim Bakal Apsulim shows me that it's Lav Avoida, but why is it considered any less of an Avoida than Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika? And the answer is that since af bechulin hinoy heges, that is why it is not considered an avoida chashuva, and memela does not require kuhuna. Al kapanim, our Gemara comes out with the yisoid that shechita is not considered a real avoida, and therefore it's kosher bizarre. There's a Ramban ala Torah that's very interesting at the end of Parshas Yisroi in Perechof Pasachof Aleph on the pasuk of Loi Sivne Eshen Gazis. The Ramban says that in the Beis Hamikdash you are not allowed to use any kalim shel barzel, any metal kalim, because a barzel is a cherev, and v'hu machriv ha'olam. The reason a sword is called a cherev, says the Ramban, is because it is machriv, it destroys, and therefore any metal keli is considered a weapon of destruction. Memela, in the Beis Hamikdash, when we were doing avoida ta'kadosh baruch hu, so we don't use metal kalim for the avoida. Zokter Ramban, there's one exception, and that's the sakin hamayuchad l'shchita, that was made out of metal, ki ha'shchita ain't avoida, because shchita lav avoidahi. So the Ramban, based on our Gemara, says that not just shchita lav avoidahi, that therefore it's kshera bizarre, but therefore this sensitivity that you're not allowed to have a metal keli in doing the avoida ta'kadosh baruch hu, the avoida ta'kadosh baruch hu, Rabbanos, Shechita is an exception. Because since Shechita is Lava Voideh, therefore you were able to use a Kli, even though that Kli was made out of Barzel. Even though our Gemara establishes and the Ramban adds to that, that Shechita Lava Voideh, L'chayra, we have to be Madgish that Avada, to a certain extent, the Shechita is an Avoideh in the carbon. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Shehazevach Nifsal Ba'arba Advarim, if a person has a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, or Machshavas Pigol, so it's during the four avoidas that it becomes puzzle, b'shchita, b'kibul, b'hiluch, v'zrika. So we see that shchita is one of the avoidas. In the Mishnah Dav Beis Amid Aleph, kol hazvachim shenizbechu, shaloi lishman, it's mevur that legabe the zvicha, legabe the shchita, one can puzzle the carbon because that is considered one of the avoidas. So I'd be mitzayin the lashon of the Taisis Yeshanim in Yuma, Dav Lam Itesa Mid Beis, Dibur Hamaschel Hanocha, where he says there that the hagrola, casting lots, is not considered tzairich pnim, because it's not an avoida. It's not an avoida in the carbon. However, and therefore he says that the shechita is considered tzairich pnim. It's considered the tzairich lefnim. Va'af agav the shechita lav avoida, he says the Taisi Yishanim, mikomachim shechita adifa, it's better than hagrola. The shayich ba pigul v'chayoven aleha b'chutz, because you see that you could have an avoidas, a machsheves pigul there to pasal, and your chayev aleha b'chutz. And similarly, the Ravid in Tamid in the fourth parak says that the shechita has to be bayoim, even though shechita lav avoidahi. He says, the shechita lav avoida mamish chashuva. It's not mamish chashuv in avoida. However, mikomokim avoida hi le'inyan pigul v'harbe dvarim. Legabe pigul and other inyanim, it is considered an avoida. So even though we're seeing that shechita lav avoida hi in our Gemara, but legabe certain aspects of dine kachim, it is considered an avoida. If you look in that piece in the Beis Halevi, in Chelek Beis Simuchav Gimel, he says that shechita is not considered an avoida b'chlal. It's just a mitzvah b'maisa ha-karbon. It's a mitzvah that the Torah requires in the Maisa HaKarbon, similar to Ketziras HaOmer, cutting off the Tvua for the Omer, which is a mitzvah ba'alma, and there's a Shita even that it's Ma'akev, but even so, meaning even if you found Tvua Ketzura, still there's a mitzvah Liktzar, a mitzvah for you to cut it, to harvest it, but it's not called an Avoida B'chlal in the Hakravas HaKarbon. However, the Lashon of the Raiva that we just quoted, and the Taisi Yishanim as well, is Mashma that it is considered an Avoida Legabe certain in Yanim, Abi Mitzayin, the Lashon of the Gemara in Menachas Tav Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, that says Shechita Lav Sheirusu. Doesn't say that it's not an avoida. It says shechita is not sheirus. And if you look in the Gemara on Kuf Tes Amid Beis in Menachas, the Gemara says clearly that zrika is considered a sheirus and shechita is not. But shechita is considered an avoida. And Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'or Agoila there in Menachas Tav Kuf Tes Amid Beis on the side of the Gemara says about shechita af agav de lav sheirusu mikol mokim avoida chashuvahi de bichlal arba avoidas hi. He says clearly that it's not considered a sheirus, it's considered an avoida. We have these places in the Gemara where the Gemara says shechita lav avoidai. It seems that the gather is that the shechita is not considered an avoida chashuva, just like the Kabbalah and the Hilach and the Zvika, which are unique to Kachim that we don't find by Chulin. But Saif Kol Saif, since it's a Maisa in the carbon, the Maisa Shechita that the Torah requires, legabe certain aspects, it does have the status of an Avoida. It's not the Sheirus, it's not part of the higher service that we do to specifically to a carbon, that is from Mikabola Ve'elech, but it is Al Kalpanim legabe certain things called an Avoida in the carbon, and therefore it has to be Bayoim, therefore it can't be Bachutz, therefore Machshev is Pigul Pasels, so even though our Gemara says Shechita Lav Avoidahi, legabe certain aspects, it is considered an avoida. It's just not the sheirus that Chazal and the Torah refer to, as we say it by Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zvika, and therefore those require kahuna. It's interesting in the Gemara's answer of Shani Para, the Kodshe Bedek Havayasi, that the Gemara says at the end of the Sugya that by Shechitas Para, it does require a Kayin. Midi Dahavi Amaris Negoim. Just like you need Kayin by Maris Negoim, even though Shechita Lav Avoidai, but you need Kahuna sometimes, like by Para Aduma, just like you need Kayin by the Maris Negoim. So the Chazainish in Para, in Simen Ches, Ois Gimel, and the Stipler in Menachas, in Simen Aleph, Ois Dalid, both say that l'chayra, the din of requiring a kayin by the shchitas para aduma, l'chayra would not be possible if he does not wear his big day kuhuna. Usually, if the person does not wear the big day kuhuna, the Gemara says later on daf yud zayin, bizman she'ein big dayam aleim, ein kuhunasam aleim, but that's dafka by an avoida. Over here, where the Gemara establishes shchita lav avoida, kayinim don't need their big day kuhuna to duchin or to eat kachim, savada, it's only things that are mamish and avoida. Since shchita lav avoida, therefore, even if you would need a kayin by shchitas para aduma, but just like to see maris negoim, they don't need big day kuhuna. So the same thing for shchitas para aduma, they do not need big day kuhuna. However, in the rishonim, it's mefurish not like that. In the Toisis Arash and the Toisis Yeshanim in Yuma, daf membeis amid aleph, they say that just like the shchitas para aduma has to be al yedei kayin, included in that is that they have to be wearing their big day kuhuna. And the Gvuras Ari over there in Yuma, daf membeis amid aleph, says that as well, that if you hold shchitas para bizar is psula, dami l'shar avoidos, then it's compared to the other avoidos, that tzricha big day kuhuna, that it requires big day kuhuna. And l'chayra, it's a tamiya. The stipler and the chazay nisha l'chayra write that if shchita is lav avoidahi, and just as exeris hakosav that shchita's para aduma requires kuhuna, why should you need big day kuhuna? Why is it any different than eating kachim or nesias kapayim, other mitzvahs that you require kuhuna, maris nagoim alein, that you need a kayin but you don't need the big day kuhuna? It would seem l'chayra, another raya from this taisis arash and the taisis yeshanim and the gvuris ari, that even though we're saying shchita lav avoidahi, that just means it's not avoida ma. It doesn't have that status of sherus, which is unique to kachim, and therefore it doesn't require kahuna. But if you find a case of shchita that requires kahuna, for example, by the shchitas para aduma, that means that shchita, which is a gevissa avoida in the carbon. If you have a machsheves pigel, it puzzles a carbon. So lagabi certain things, it is considered an avoida. If the Torah is megala to us that the avoida shchita of this carbon does require kahuna, then it's kahuna de avoida. Avada, it's not that shchita is always an avoida, and therefore shchita does not require kahuna. There's a special gzeres hakosav that shchitas para aduma requires kuhuna. But once there's a gzeres hakasav, that anything that is considered somewhat of an avoida in the carbon has to be done al yidei kuhuna, that's a kayin doing avoida in the carbon. And memela, the Tais Arash and the Tais Yishanim say that it requires big day kuhuna. So even though we learned in this Gemara shchita lav avoidahi, it could be the most accurate lashon is the lashon of the Gemara Menachas, that shchita lav sheirusi, and it has certain kulas like not requiring kuhuna and being kosher with other psulim, because shchita is not considered that sheirus, but lagabi pigul, lagabi other inyanim, it's possible that shchita is considered somewhat of an avoida, and that would be the explanation why these rishonim hold that by shchitas para aduma, if it requires a kayin, that means a kayin is doing an avoid in the carbon, therefore he needs his big day kuhuna as well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.